Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. And now a weekend. Okay, now do you feel like it's a weekend brewing? Hope the Only Brew Friday was okay for you today. I'm a little bit out of practice, to be honest, because obviously I didn't do it last week because I was in the desert in northern Kenya. The thing is, it's a bit like exercise. If you don't keep doing it regularly, you quickly get out of practice. So I hope that was all right for you. I would have done it last week, but first thing in the morning, as soon as I've woken up, me going, from my small tent would have probably freaked out Craig David. Do you know what I'm saying? So I didn't do it.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Emily from York.
Emily in York, what's going on?
Well, I just sent her a text to say that I was so inspired by your It's Only Blur Friday. And my boyfriend, for the last couple of weeks, he started calling me at 5 p.m. at the start of the weekend to do his own down the phone, but his aren't quite as good as yours are.
Well, he's probably not got the music going on and everything to give
him
his due.
That's a problem, although he should start doing one of those introductions where he sends his own intro background music. I'll give him that advice.
So what happens? He calls you at 5 o'clock every Friday and goes, down the phone at you.
Yeah, I do worry a little bit. It's only the last couple of weeks, but he sent me a text earlier saying, are you ready for 5 o'clock? So I'm ready and waiting again.
I love it that people are doing their own ones, though. I really like that.
You inspire people, Scott.
It's really good. But tell him to make more of an effort and get some music going on. Like, just some classical stuff would be good.
More preparation.
Yeah, like you can't just ring up and shout. You've got to plan it, yeah? Tell him that.
I'll pass that on.
Have a good weekend. I love you. Give me a high five.
Bye.
High five.
Where are we? Okay, love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Only Blue Friday. This is BBC Radio 1. Now, something you might have missed if you weren't here after 6 o'clock last night, because some of you, I know, you go home and you put your tea on and then you forget to put me on. And sometimes it annoys me, but generally, you know, it's fine. I know you can't listen all the time. That's why we invented the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. You can download it for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you missed this, so many people on my Facebook page and on the text and on the email asking to play it again because they loved it as they were driving home last night. This is the poor lady newsreader in Australia just the other day who got a massive attack of hiccups, but like a trooper, she carried on.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19. It's 3 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government.
That was a good one.
The founder of a men's club known as the Brotherhood says he's just an honest former policeman turned businessman. John Moncrief denies anything sinister about the group, despite the ombudsman describing it as secretive with the potential for illegal activity. Police Chief Simon Overland says he's deeply concerned about the group's activities. John Moncrief says he has nothing to hide and welcomes the ombudsman's investigation. In other news, the Greens are calling for a ban on semi-automatic handguns because of fears of a political assassination over the carbon tax. Updating sport, the Magpies are set to make a string of changes for Saturday's NAB Cup semi-final, with Darren Jolly, Alan Dardak, Tyson Goldsack and Brad Dick in the mix to play against West Coast in Perth. Collingwood semi-final coach Mark Neild says Dane Swan will back up after playing his first game for the year last week. Formula One chief Bernie Eccleston says creating artificial rain during races could liven up the championship. Eccleston says the most exciting Grand Prix are in the wet. Meantime, the new CEO of the Melbourne Grand Prix, Andrew Westacott, says the city would do well to keep the race. News time is 3:05.
I would have just said, sorry, I need to go. The funniest bit is that you know there's another one coming very, very soon. It's just the anticipation.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've had such a busy week on the show. It's been really good fun this week. And all of this top entertainment is downloadable now from Radio 1 Online, wherever you get your podcasts from. It's called The Scott Mills Daily, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. If you click subscribe, just a handy little download tip here, it will just appear like magic every day, and you'll never have to do anything ever again until we get sacked. Go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's called The Scott Mills Daily. All of this is on there in full.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19. It's 3:00. Good morning.
Hello, Jennifer Lopez.
Hi.
Hey, I need to say congratulations as well.
Thank you. For what?
You know when your bottom gets shown in your film, The Backup Plan?
Yeah.
It's a split second. That has now become the second most paused moment in movies of all time.
Really? I'll have to tell the girl who doubled it.
Oh, no, you're telling me it wasn't you.
I'm by winning.
Playing the part of Becky is Lorraine Kelly.
Camera.
Switch. Ring.
Window.
Lavender.
I'm going to buzz.
What was the one before? Was it window? Window and lavender, yeah?
Oh, God, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm not 100% sure what lavender is.
Right, so you've buzzed, but now you don't know why.
Outside my mum's window, she is growing lavender.
And now it's time for the return of the home and away game. What better place than the post office queue?
When it goes cashier 8, then you start. I'm just going to browse the forms.
I've forgotten the words.
You know we belong together.
That's it, yeah. If I said we go, I'm just going to stress out. I'd rather just... Let's
do
it. Let's do it now.
Go.
How's it start again?
You know we belong together.
Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government.
I won a lifetime supply of cheesy beans. They all came at once.
How much is a lifetime supply?
A lot.
How many would
in
you say?
In crates. I would say there was probably a good 600 cans.
Willow Smith, welcome to Radio 1.
Hi.
What's your favourite song by your dad, Will Smith?
Parents just don't understand.
That's weird because your dad is singing that.
Yes.
My favourite is Wild Wild West.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Wild Wild West.
But then Miami is also a classic.
Yes, you know? It is. Drums, please.
Oh, that's Summertime.
Wait, that's Summertime?
Yeah.
I get mixed up.
I know. Listen how quiet it goes when we start singing.
You know we belong together, you and I forever and ever. No matter where you are, you're my guiding star.
Unlucky Gary, hiya. So you were trapped in the car wash?
Yeah, it's really horrible.
Honking away, no one comes.
Honking away. So I quickly got out of the car, run over to the green button, then run back, and it started before I got in, so I did get a bit wet.
Newsflash, I am special, and I will never be one of you.
Greg James, yes, to be the new Charlie Sheen.
Absolutely.
I think the Charlie Sheen of Radio 1 could just be Greg James.
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah.
He's just got that potential.
This is basically the news report about Charlie Sheen.
Right.
But what we've just done is we've just, I've replaced Charlie Sheen's name with Greg.
Radio 1
has finally said enough is enough, pulling the plug on
Greg James's
hit program after he let loose with a scathing rant.
I'm tired of pretending I'm not a total bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Total
bitchin' rock star from Mars.
Police Chief Simon Overland says he's deeply concerned.
Ollie did this with the guitar the other night around the campfire when we were on our trek in Africa. But see, you think this is... Go on, Merz.
Okay.
I was perched outside in the pouring rain, trying to make myself seen.
Chris turns away from the forms towards the people in the queue at this point. I can't bear that, so I've still got my back to them.
I'm walking on air just to know.
Just to know.
That you're there.
Everybody in the post office.
Duh. Winning.
Darling, I'll be your
still going.
Sky. Lay down on your right.
Ollie!
Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever.
Yes.
Closer each day.
Home and away.
Yes.
Feeling with so candy.
Ollie.
John Moncrief says he has nothing to hide and welcomes the Ombudsman's investigation. News time is 3:05.
I'm by winning.
So, if that doesn't make you want to download our podcast, I have nothing more to give. I don't know what will. Wow. All of that is just from this week. So download our best bits from bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and hear all of that in full. Good news is that last night on Twitter, somebody sent me the Lithuanian version of the Home and Away theme tune. So I think that's what we need to probably tackle next.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.